Liberated then on bail, on the unrecognized senses, wafted by a favoring gale, as one sometimes is in trances, to a height that few can scale, saved by long and weary dances, surely never had a male, under such like circumstances, so adventurous a tale, which may rank with most romances. Taken from a county jail, by a set of curious chances, surely never had a mail, so adventurous a tale. Someday it may happen that a victim must be found. I've got a little list of society offenders who might well be underground and who never would be missed. There's the pestilential nuisances who write for autographs, all people who have flabby hands and irritating laughs, all children who are up in dates and floor you with them flat, all people who on shaking hands shake hands with you like that, and all third persons who on spoiling tete-a-tetes insist. They'd none of them be missed.
He's got them on the list, and they never have been missed. They'll none of them be missed.
There's the banjo serenader and the others of his race, and the piano organist, I've got him on the list. All people who eat peppermint and puff it in your face, they never would be missed. And the idiot who praises with enthusiastic tone all centuries but this and every country but his own, and the lady from the provinces who dresses like a guy and who doesn't think she dances but would rather like to try, and that singular anomaly, the prohibitionist, well, I don't think he'd be missed. I'm sure he'd not be missed.
He's got him on the list, and I don't think he'll be missed. I'm sure he'll not be missed.
And that nice Iprius nuisance who just now is rather rife, the judicial humorist, I've got him on the list. All funny fellows, comic men, and clowns of private life, they'd none of them be missed. And apologetic statesmen of a compromising kind, such as whatchamacallim, thingamabob, and likewise, well, never mind. And tut tut tut, and what's his name? And also, well, you know who. But the task of filling up the blanks I'd rather leave to you. But it really doesn't matter whom you place upon the list, for they'd none of them be missed.
You may put them on the list, and they'd none of them be missed. They're none of them be missed.
Come, poetry, come, people, lead it. be little bits in school I'll be. What does the schoolgirl well can be? Filled to the brim with girlish glee. Be little bits in school, everything is a sort of fun. Nobody's safe or care for none. Life is a joke that just begun. Be little bits in school. To all and weary, come from the ladies' seminary, three from Virginia's tooth and Larry. Three little maids from school, three little maids from school. One little maid is a bright young yarn, two little maids in attendance come, three little maids is the total sum, three little maids from school. From three little maids take one away, two little maids remain at bay. Won't have to wait very long, they say. Three little maids from school,
three little maids from school, three little maids who all unwary come from a lady's seminary, three from Virginia's tooth and Larry.
Three little maids from school,
three little maids from school.
We have failed in etiquette. Two watermen of rank so high, we shall know greater by and by. But youth, of course, must have its fling, so harden us, so harden us. And don't in girlhood's happy spring be hard on us, be hard on us, if we're inclined to dance and sing.
But youth, of course, must
have its
fling, so harden us, and don't in girlhood's happy spring be hard on us.
Too much respect to what a highly titled few, but nobody does, so why should you? Then you that does should have its thing, is pardon us, is pardon us. To our prerogative we think, so pardon us, if we be kind to dance and sing.
But
you,
of course,
must
have its
thing,
so pardon us,
yet
don't in girlhood's heavy thing, so pardon us.
Will I kiss you fondly thus? Will I? me make it clear to you, this is what I'll never do. This, oh this, oh this, oh this, this is what I'll never, never do.
This, oh this, oh this, oh this,
this is what I'll never do.
You'll never do.
I'll never do.
You'll never do.
Oh this, this. This is what I'll never do.
I am so proud if I allowed my family pride to be my guide. I'd volunteer to quit this here instead of you in a minute or two. But family pride must be denied and set aside and mortified and mortified.
My brain it teems with endless schemes, both good and new, for titty poo, but if I flit the benefit that I diffuse, the town would lose. Now every man to aid his clan should plot and plan as best he can.
I heard one day a gentleman say the criminals who are cut in two can hardly feel the fatal steel, as though are slain without much pain. If this is true, it's jolly for you, your car is screwed to bid us adieu.
I am so proud.
My brain
if I allow my family pride to be my guide. I fall on the fear and confuse the town with fears. Instead of you, in a minute or two.
And so, although I'm ready to go, yet recollect where disrespect did I neglect to thus effect this aim direct, so I object.
And so, although I wish to go, and greatly pine to brightly shine, and take the line of a hero fine with grief condigned, I must decline.
And go and show both friend and foe how much you dare. I'm quite aware it's sure to fare, yet I declare I take your share, but I don't much care.
I must decline,
so I must decline,
I must decline, I must decline,
I must decline.
To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock, in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the cessation of a short, sharp shock from a chippy, chippy chopper on a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock, in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the cessation of a short, sharp shock from a chippy, chippy chopper on a big black block. A dull, dark dock, a lifelong lock, a short, sharp shock, a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a pestilential prison and awaiting the cessation of a chippy, chippy chopper on a big block.